Okay, so last time, after proceeding through the town of Micah, you all learned that a large... hostile fungal organism called the Pale Mother was threatening the town, causing most of its inhabitants to evacuate. Booker, having contracted some bizarre condition, is now marching directly towards where this fungus is, and he has volunteered all of you to help bring a bomb into the heart of this fungus and to detonate it with the hopes of destroying it. As you proceeded towards it, you were intercepted by a speaking fungal humanoid which requested to parley with you and guided you to the heart of this mycelial biome, where a massive fungal organ introduced itself to you as the Pale Mother. And we'll start there.
Wait, I thought that was a name that they done gave you upstairs. You saying that's... You call yourself that too?
Unless you can speak fungus, you can call me that.
I suppose I cannot.
Do you mind if I go first?
By all means, I do not have much to say to this creature, if I am being perfectly honest.
Bailey, he cocks his head. Do you know anything about Checker Graham?
Oh, yes, I'm aware of Researcher Graham.
You've met him.
It's complicated. Some in my network have met him, and we are all one in a way. You remind me of him in some ways.
Yes, we were both onto something, all right? But I need to know everything that he knew. Can you help me?
Everything that he knew. Well, he left this place.
He continued. He went further somewhere, right?
Yes. What? He did not end here. He went deeper. One of my emissaries spoke to him. He helped broker an early treaty between me and the people here before things turned.
The people might have known about him too.
This was some time ago, I should say.
How long ago?
10 years, perhaps.
10 years. My God. Okay, then what?
Then he left. Moved on.
Which way?
Deeper, of course. He was heading to the center. He believed something was there, as most people do.
I think Bailey just takes like a little step forward. Did you believe?
Did I believe what he believed?
Yes.
Belief for me is different than I think it is for you. I have seen machines here in the city. I have seen things that defy classification, such as myself.
You've seen machines.
Oh, yes.
This is the trail that we're looking for. Which way did he go?
Well, as it turns out, he first went back towards the city, the town of Micah, they call it. Beneath Micah, there is something very old, an old machine, and he looked there first. What he found was led him deeper. Perhaps you'll find a lead there. But
well,
that is the end of my free information.
Ah, here it is.
What do you want?
Go ahead.
What are you here for?
I feel like Bailey has what he needs in a way. At least in my
Booker
brain.
Wants to dip.
I kind of look to my companions and I just like nod. I just smile and nod to them. like we're good here. Anyone need anything?
No.
I mean, passage through for one. We are looking to move past this place deeper on, but I can understand that there is some sort of price attached.
Yes. As much as I would like to let your biomass slip through, there's not much in it for me. Not to be greedy, but if you could do a small favor for me, I would gladly guide you through my territories unmolested, unintegrated. Though, if I may speak my piece, I believe integration into my greater whole would be a great benefit for 3 out of the 4 of you.
Three out of four? Damn.
You know, for a something that, as you describe, defies classification, you are extraordinarily human in your demeanor.
Most of my biomass is former humans. They've had an effect on me, which I find to be sometimes distasteful, but nevertheless, such is my nature now.
Well, what exactly is this favor you want?
I had an agreement with the town at one point that they would continue to feed me the sweet lymph from the machine which lurks below their town. In exchange, I would allow them their sublevels for farming, and I would not interfere. But they decided they needed to cut me off. The new leadership decided I was a threat to them after some of their farmers went missing. And so they no longer serve a purpose for me, and I tire of my peace with them. And I have no further conceptions of honor about our agreement, so I wish, at the very least, for you to get them to leave or to remove them so that I may take control of the artifice which lies below their town.
I think Bailey says we need to look at the machine first.
Yes, I was going to get to that. The an option for you. They're using the lymph, setting it alight. I see you have a canister there. To repel me. It is an unpleasant thing when it is set alight. If you could just go to the heart of the machine and temporarily disable it, the flow of lymph would stop and they would no longer be able to repel me. I would overwhelm them. Naturally, I have no deep attachment to consuming their biomass at this time. So if we could come to an arrangement there, or if you want it to be simple, you just turn it off and I will handle the rest.
Okay, that sounds simple enough. We can do that.
Yeah.
Who's Downfall?
He's Bugs.
Do you say he's Bugs?
Yes, I do.
Interesting. He's with you?
One of
you know
Bugs.
Downfall?
In a sense, one of my vessels is being hijacked, converted, transmuted by him right now.
We don't know anything
about
that. Oh,
is it one of the ones up in town? Fella done shot himself in the head?
Yes, a very common problem around here.
Yeah.
They don't like it much.
Yeah, we didn't know that was yours. We were just, we just thought it was a normal corpse. We were going to borrow it for a couple days.
Oh, that's okay. That one was imperfect, too far from the mycelium to fully convert. It's just quite strange. How would you like to proceed?
Suppose we could take a look at that machine?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll go look at it.
Is that what you
want? Come back.
Bailey?
I think that works for everyone.
I would prefer you did not return until it is off and I have taken control of the town.
Well, when we turn it off, I'm sure you'll know right away, right?
Yes, that is true.
Perfect. Let's get going.
I have a quick question out of character, I think, to start. Do we know where this machine is? Like, is it under the civilized parts of the town? Or is it, like, down below here?
She'd probably tell you. She'd okay, tell you yeah. that it is underneath the town, and there is an access to it behind the quartermaster's office, which you did see at one point. It was boarded up. Yeah, and I think she's also surprised by how willing you are to do this. You don't take this the wrong way, but you seem substantially open-minded.
Should we put in a good word for our wall guy?
If you want to.
Yeah, we need that guy on the way back.
By the way, this is going to be a tough job. Can we bring the guy on the wall with us?
There are a lot of guys on the wall, but I assume you mean the soldier you spoke to.
Yeah, he seemed not too far along, mask on his face and whatnot. Booker, are you sure that's wise? I don't think he will be compatible with our plan.
I thought you said you would try to bring him.
I say a lot of things.
Okay.
Would you be amenable, perhaps, when we shove off from this place to release him? One measly piece of biomass can't possibly mean that much to you with the whole Rap City up above.
So you will give me everyone in the city?
If you want to... Let me put it this way. I don't give a damn.
Is it shared among all of you?
I just need my info.
Wow.
I just need...
Well, that is... If the world were made of people like you folks, I think it would be a much better world. I have information that may be of benefit to you. We'll talk about it more once your job here is complete. Could you tell me, though, or maybe you want to wait, that's fine, too. I understand that. How did you come in possession of... my cousin here.
Cousin?
Yes, the creature, the fourth member of your little group. Does it speak?
Oh. Halo.
Yeah, this thing does. I don't think the Pale Mother feels like the mother or mother. No. So I'm just like, you're not relevant to me. I'm fascinated by all the stuff. So maybe I'm just looking around, but he hasn't said anything.
Halo, I didn't know you had relatives. Or wait, the guy up top called him cousin too. Is that a thing that demons do?
They do that.
As a demon affectation?
So the Pale Mother is allegedly a demon.
That's interesting. That's between you and the Pale Mother.
Normally, we can't get him to shut the hell up.
Halo looks up, and Wendy is somewhat addressed. I feel like they're looking at him. He's like, huh? Me? What is a cousin?
A distant relative of sorts. You are new in the world.
Yes.
I am new in the world in a sense, too.
Oh. That's... Halo ponders this for a second. He's never encountered someone who is trying to say, I'm like you. So he doesn't really know how to respond. That's... interesting.
You don't know where you are, do you? Who you are? When you are?
He looks around. He's like, I am in this container. My name is Halo.
You spend lots of time in containers, don't you, Halo?
And I think portals. Doors. Doors are portals.
We know. We know this. Well... I won't tempt your curiosity anymore. We'll see each other. Or maybe we won't. But we will communicate.
That we will.
Okay. Goodbye.
You may wish to leave the bomb.
No. I need this.
Okay. You just may get some questions on the way back.
I know.
We will need to spin a yarn of some sort.
And I'd prefer to hold on to the soldier until you are done with your job. I don't know if I already said that.
Oh, I very much agree. I don't think he would be quite as flexible as we are.
No. Well.
All right.
I'll have my prince see you back. It's a pleasure doing business with you. I think we have a promising future.
Agreed.
Great.
Yep.
The pulsing organ lets you go.
Demons are reasonable. Yeah.
They love to make deals. I mean, biblical ones do.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it as it is. You know, it's fine. We'll get to it. Okay. You are returned. You go past the soldier again, and he's like, hey,
don't worry, we're getting
what the hell are you doing?
We got a deal in the works. We will be back shortly. He tips his hat.
You'll be rewarded if you let me go. He calls after you as you go down the hall.
Yeah, oh, obviously.
I'm counting on it. Look, you're going to want to stay here for this part. We will be back. Take the fact that we are not presently stapled to the wall as a show of our truthful intentions.
Okay.
I mean, we're just going to leave. He doesn't have any kind of input in the situation. No. It doesn't really matter.
It's not like he can walk after you. You return to the sublevel. 6. What are your moves?
I think as we walk, Ledger lights up another cigarette and says, well, somebody's going to have to tell that foreman something. Halo, it should not be you.
So wait, you guys just let me bring you down here?
Oh, do not start with me.
We sure did.
I'll just ignore you for the rest of the world.
Yeah. You're crazy.
Do you think they'll ask about the bomb?
Yes, they'll ask about the bomb. They'll ask about why we didn't set it off. They'll ask about what the hell we're doing coming back to town. We need to tell them something. Now, Booker, you're a man who lies as easy as breathing. I trust you will steer us right in this matter.
Give it a try.
I got an idea.
You to come down here.
I mean, we could tell them we just talked to it. We lied to make a deal, and that we're going to need a lot more bombs than this.
That's a good one.
That is an intriguing proposition.
If we just say yes to everyone, nothing needs to collapse yet. Until the moment.
You're right.
And we get to choose that.
What a strategy.
You are one clever devil.
They did just trust some strangers.
They sure did. Hey, both parties did. You ever think about that?
They're so dumb.
Okay. Go back up and you approach the fire break. The foreman calls out and says, How'd it go? How did it go?
Well, we met with the mushroom. It was an interesting person. Have you spoken to it?
I didn't know it spoke.
That's strange, because it said it made a deal with the town before.
Just completely fucking blown up this guy's spot instantly.
you really trust that thing? You trust that thing? You think he's going to tell you the truth? Not. What'd it tell you?
I'm just trying to get all information that I can.
Why didn't it eat you?
Because we weren't mean? I don't know. We weren't rushing in to try to kill it?
What happened is it attacked our town and consumed and infected our people and our food.
It said it had made a peaceful deal. But
it's
a machine.
Lying. It's lying. It's lying to you. Probably trying to turn you against us.
It could have said the same thing.
It didn't hurt us. We're fine.
Yeah, look. I don't think we are taking the word of a giant pulsating subterranean organ seriously necessarily, but the thing was quite large. I have my doubts.
Why didn't you blow it up? You were there.
Because we need more bombs than just one. I guess if you haven't seen it, you don't know how big this thing is.
Guess not.
You're lucky we came back, and now we need more of these, okay? The plan will go into motion once you start collecting these.
They take a while to fill, but we'll get started. So you're gonna go back with all the bombs and it's just gonna let you?
It seems like it, but we need to see the machine first. It needs to know that we visited the location, okay? It could smell it on us.
It doesn't think that we're coming back with more bombs, you see. That's the ruse.
What does it think?
I don't know exactly what. We said we needed more time. We were gonna try and drum up some. Well, you know, it lacks people, it lacks bodies, but it can't get past your little barricade and it's getting hungry.
Yeah, don't worry. One chaos, we lied, we said we were going to do something. But now we need to work together and get more bombs, okay?
Okay. Well, we'll start filling up bombs then.
Okay, it's not going to let us back in unless we look at the machine. That's the issue.
You sure? The machine where all this stuff comes from, I assume?
Yes, the one underneath the quartermaster's office, Colin?
Yeah, it's the quartermaster's office.
Yeah, the one underneath the quartermaster's office, that's the one.
I don't know if you want to go down there.
Well, we have to. If we're going to return and drop off the bombs, it knows that we've been places, okay? It just realized that. It knows we talked to you.
It's possible, and this is purely speculation on my part, but it might want to know more about this machine so that it can come up with some kind of way to foul it or foil it in order to speed its advance. It was a little bit hazy with its intentions.
You understand what's going on here now?
I almost don't want to make you roll. It seems kind of reasonable.
There's no That's what I feel.
It is. You really are just saying yes to everyone. So like I'm not gonna force you to make a roll here. You don't have to pressure it to him. It's
listen. I've gotten deep into Fallout New Vegas with every faction on my side. Okay, I know how to keep people happy without tipping the scale.
Is it okay? Fine. Tell the quartermaster to let you in. But that machine is sensitive. Please do not mess with it.
That's true. We'll drop the bomb off here, and he's going to hand it to him. You get more of these, okay?
Okay. You
it
go
didn't
do that.
Tell us to touch it or do anything to it, at least not yet. It may revise its demands once we've seen it. It's hard to say.
Okay. You didn't need to tell me that, but that's fine.
To the machine.
Day.
Okay. But you do recall that it did tell you to turn it off temporarily, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I know it
okay,
really
cool,
told us.
Cool, cool. Yeah,
I'm just lying.
Making sure. Just making sure that you're lying. Yeah, I guess he tells you to tell a dubious back up at the quartermaster office that you can open up the fucking entrance to the place below. I think he would probably tell you to be careful, to be very careful, because it is not a safe place, and it has hurt people before.
Sure.
Okay, are you going straight in? Are you just going straight in right now?
Bailey's ready to go straight in if anyone wants to follow him.
Bailey's come, or Booker's come.
I think, I was wondering if Ledger might feel compelled to tell the mold brewer lady that she should probably get out of town now. But Ledger,
betray someone because of your true nature?
Yeah, whoa. I'm doing that. I feel like I can betray lots of people. Yeah, no, you're right. He won't.
But also, Booker, you have to forge a friendship or romantic relationship with an NPC.
Oh.
But is this it? Does Booker really care?
I don't know.
The right chemistry.
Seems like you guys immediately hated each other in my mind because you insulted her.
To be fair, the Pale Mother is an NPC.
Mwah. Yeah, Mother. I think Booker.
We getting some fungusy.
Don't say that, Colin. Don't say that.
That's staying in. That's staying
that out.
In.
Cut that out.
You motherfucker.
Me no like.
I can live with that.
No oh likey. No.
Your minds are so small, so closed off.
So both of these is both the mushroom colony and the town, are they both havens or haunts? Excuse me.
No, haunts are things like the church is a haunt. Haunts are specific places inside of havens that can remove a specific type of stress or fallout if you give them money. Understanding of it.
The only option of me destroying a haunt is if I let them destroy the town, correct?
Yes, unless you can think of another. Because
there's no church in the mushroom. Well, I don't know if there is, but I assume there's no church in the mushroom colony.
There are no haunts in the infected area. There's a third haunt in this town, which you guys didn't really mention, which is the quartermaster's office is also a haunt for supplies. But if you are surrendering the town because you want to know more about Checkergram, which is your task, that's destroying a haunt because towns are full of haunts.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. So, hey, let's kill these innocent people. Let's do it.
Who needs them?
I don't think I have... I don't know that I've played a character who's like this, like, much of a mercenary fuckhead. Like, I'm always tinged at least with a little bit of morality. Even Geist kind of was.
You should try
Ledger's
it sometime.
Just a
it's
real
fun.
Piece of shit.
I mean, I'm not saying no one can stop Bailey. Bailey is a bit of on a crusade right now, but that's kind of what he does.
I mean, I don't think, based on your beats and based on who your characters are and your goals, I don't think it's ridiculous.
I mean, Bailey hasn't weighed all his options yet. Let's see this machine first, and then we'll decide.
I guess that's true. One of the other advantages to this method is that we can kind of decide at the very last minute who we want to go with, who we're going to betray. Yep.
Exactly.
Also, just to be clear, I'm not casting any moral aspersions on you. I think it's totally fine, given everything, to surrender this tiny town without that many people in it to the Pale Mother.
Normalize loving bad characters. Am I right, Twitter?
It's good.
Listen, when you gotta have if you see a lion eating a deer, are you gonna be like, that's an evil lion?
That's so true. That's so true, Colin. That's so right. It's an evil mushroom? No, it's not an evil mushroom. It's just what mushrooms do.
You guys are all deer, so there are some questions, but like, if you could cut a deal with the lions to be like, leave me alone, then that could vibe.
Well, that's a spotted deer. It's different than, you know, a striped deer.
This is that's like Beastars.
You arrive at the quartermaster's desk. Like I said, just as much supplies. There is a passage that's been boarded up behind it where a bunch of these thick conduits come out of. And I guess you probably, you got word, Totalaria, like said, tell Dubious that you're good to go in. He'll know that I said it somehow. I'm not interested in the details of this arrangement.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
I'm also going to tell Dubious, listen, they needed more bombs for our plan. And also bring them every weapon you can find here and bring it over to them. Okay? They need it.
Now that is a lie.
That is a lie. I'm going to ask him to vacate all his weapons and to take any bombs with him out of this area.
but down to the fire break.
Yeah, basically where everyone else is.
Okay, that would be a compel.
That is... Oh, I did not choose a compel! Damn it, no. I thought I did! Anyone want to aid me on this compel?
No. Like, Booker's really good at compelling.
Hey, Booker!
Yeah,
I helped you earlier. You want to help me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. What is this compel?
Is Booker doing the compelling, or is Booker helping you?
Yeah. So you get plus one dice.
All right, then.
Yes.
Go, Adam, go.
Can someone say kitten, Daddy Dubious is in a Yoda accent?
No. No, then that can't be done.
I'm sorry, you have to wait until after the game. Is this compel what?
A haven.
Compel, haven, plus one standard. Let's do it.
Jesus, another crit. Critical success.
Damn.
Yeah, he's down with it. He's like, okay, I'm going to grab all my stuff. I don't even know how to even give you a crit here. Maybe when he's walking away, like a...
I want him to take explosives with him, too. That's what I was hoping for. To tell him to, like, bring all the weapons out of this room and also go get more bombs for them.
Okay, sure.
Whatever that meant.
He takes, like, a mining charge with him, too. I'm sure this something's going to happen. Okay.
I think... after all this happens and he leaves, I'll just tell the group, now we don't need to fight our way out if something happens, okay?
You are truly a mastermind. Now let's go see this thing.
Let's go.
The wooden, behind these boards that you pry off, there is a wooden stairwell, which eventually turns into a ladder, which after a short distance deposits you in an off-blue hallway. The walls and floor down here are squishy, almost rubbery. It is rounded in such a way that it is difficult to keep your balance, and as if it was not designed to be walked by human feet. The thick conduits coming from the farms seem to connect into the walls here, disappearing into them. All around you, you hear a gentle hum, accompanied by the swishing, liquid noise of the conduits which come from all around you. Despite there being no visible lights in this hallway, it seems intrinsically illuminated, a universal blue hue which casts no shadows but gives you visibility nonetheless. Ahead of you, the hallway splits, and right at the fork, on the ground, you see a small pile of metallic items, some buttons, a zipper, and a couple of basic tools. Above the small pile, there is an opening in the wall, a puckered orifice which pulses in time with the swishing noises around you.
Yuck.
What is going on here?
I think that's your machine.
I think I want to try and learn more about this thing, if possible.
Sure. What does that look like?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, so, like, basically the machine is just, like, a console and there's a hole in the wall. Is that what this is?
There is an orifice in the wall where the hallway forks into two separate hallways. That is, I did not mention anything about a machine, but you could view it as a machine.
Oh, okay. So there's like two. We haven't ventured all the way through. Then we need to keep
going.
No.
I assume this is kind of like the border of it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Then I'm going to, I say we continue. We go see the source of this thing, I suppose.
The hallway is forked.
Is it very, very deep? Can I like go check in both to see what this is?
Sure. Do you want to go left or right?
I'll go check out left.
Sure. You pass the pile of random mechanical items or random metallic items. And you go to the left, the hallway continues curving a little bit, and then it ends in like this weird, it's not bony, it's kind of fleshy, almost like a kind of like, it looks like how your knee feels when it's like not, this is going to be an insane thing to say. It looks like your knee feels like when you can wiggle your patella around, you know? Like just okay. Kind of.
No.
Well, if you relax your knee, the bone on your kneecap, you can wiggle it around your tendon. So the door is kind of like
totally straight.
Kind of like tendons and kneecap.
Underneath skin.
Underneath skin. Yeah, and it's blue. And to the next of it is another one of those orifices.
Okay. Go look at the right hallway.
We're saying orifices today.
To the right hallway, you see there is it. It goes up. It goes vertical. Like 100% vertical up into the air. And then off to the side of it, there's another one of these, I'm just going to call them doors, with another one of these orifices next to it. And there is a single metal dagger on the ground.
A lot of discarded stuff around here.
Yeah. I wonder if they had to feed things into this machine to make this work. It seems metal we keep finding around here. I'm going to pick up that dagger. Anything special about it?
No, it's a pretty basic fucking dagger. Call it just like D6. D6, just call it a dagger. Kill.
Okay.
Kill dagger.
Yeah.
Kill dagger.
I think Ledger's just going to shrug and try and open the door.
How? You pushing on it?
Yeah, you said it has a bit of give, right? I'm going to try and make it give.
I mean, it wiggles. You could definitely wiggle it. You like apply a normal amount of force, it wiggles. But much like if you push down on your kneecap, the tendons are kind of tight, so it's not moving.
What if I try and like pull it to the side to dislocate it?
How hard
is
do
it? Hard?
Do that?
It I don't is know. Not I'm easy. Gonna keep going it until easy. It won't open. I'm gonna keep going until it either won't open or until I get it's like beyond my capacity to open it easily.
Sure, sure.
Like without a roll, basically.
Yeah, it is. It is not easy. You cannot find. There's nothing, without a roll, nothing is immediately apparent on how to open this door.
I don't want to let anyone hurt it. I want to try to connect with it in the same way I did with the train engine that one time.
Please, will you stop
for 1 minute? Will you just turn yourself off?
This is also a technology domain, just FYI.
Yeah. So it won't go well.
Wait, are we making a choice right now? Is this happening?
No, we're just going just in.
Okay, I would also say discern technology would not go amiss here if you want to angle for that, Adam. I know you are a discern technology boy.
Yeah, I do. But I guess I'll let you do your stuff first, Ewan.
I think it would be better if Bailey did it and I didn't.
Okay, you want me to do it? I'll do it. All right. I will discern this technology.
What does that look like?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this door, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think I'm, like, probably pouring through my notes. Ideally, Bailey's trying to figure out how this connects to Checker Graham. And I think he's cursing himself for not asking the quartermaster that before he went down. Now he has to do it himself. He has to do a little field of research. But I think it is him, honestly, in the strangest way, he is putting metal objects against this door and pressing it in different ways.
Sure.
That's what he's doing.
Sure.
Discern technology plus zero standard. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
What the fuck?
That's your third critical success in a row.
Three crits on the board. No.
What the fuck? Yeah, you. Jesus. How am I going to give you major fallout if you keep rolling so good? Could you explain that to me?
No. Don't worry. Something horrible is going to happen. I just feel it.
Yeah, you kind of look around. You're kind of fiddling around with this door. And then, like, you're
your gaze is kind of drawn to this, the orifice, the puckered orifice, the pulsing puckered orifice off to the side. Yeah. And like, as you kind of move closer to it, it reaches out. It kind of like opens up a little bit as you're like, your hand gets kind of close to it. And I think you touch it gently. You touch it gently, let's say. I'm not going to assume anything of you here.
Of course.
But as you touch it, it tries to suck you in. It tries to suck you in a little bit. And you feel something like a foreign presence kind of bump up against your mind. Kind of like when you touched it, it was trying to interface with you. And I'll put you at a fork here. How do you want to proceed?
So you're asking me, do I want to continue and get nasty with this thing, right?
Learn more? Do you want to put your hand inside of the orifice?
I think we all know the answer to this.
I tell Halo, grab on to my torso and don't let me in, okay? If it takes me. In fact, all of you, grab my shoulders. And I start putting my hand in.
Great.
What the hell?
We love it. Someone put their hand in the orifice. So it kind of sucks you in up to your forearm. It clenches around you in a yucky way. It's wet, I'll tell you that much. Slimy. And it kind of conforms to your arm. Like at first it kind of feels more like there's an empty space, but then it kind of clamps down in like a very muscular way. And this presence kind of, what's a good word for it? It's not violent, but it is, like, imagine if you tried to, something was brushing your hair really hard, right? Like, it was like, it's trying to make order out of a knot of hair. You are the knot of hair. It is trying to brush you into a form that will accept the brush.
I'll say that Bailey is also, like, trying to lean into this. He's like allowing this thing to happen if it is trying to, you know, convene with him.
Great. Since you had a crit in your last roll, I'll give you a mastery on this next roll. But if you want to convene with the thing, I need a compel technology.
Okay. We're here, right? I mean, we're here. We're here, Colin.
I mean, we're here. Your arm's already in it. That's the scary part.
Yeah. So compel technology, mastery. This is a plus zero, right? What does mastery do?
Mastery, it basically gives you another die.
Gives you an extra die, yeah.
So, I don't know if there's a checkbox for mastery, but if there isn't, just do plus one.
There is a checkbox for mastery.
Okay.
Okay, compel technology, mastery. Let's do it. What? Okay, something fucked up here? Why? How is this happening?
That's another
four crits in a row?
That's four crits in a row. I mean, can you roll again? Just to see?
Yeah, just going to roll again.
Well, that's a nine. You used to have really fucking good luck. Holy shit.
That was four critical. That's my fourth critical success. All right.
I don't even know what to say.
Give it to me, Colin, I guess.
This is the opposite of the end of last session. It's all
tell me what I want to know. I want to know. Tell me what I want to know. You have to give it to me.
What do you want? What does Bailey want?
Bailey wants some, if he can get this, he feels like somehow this thing, he has a belief. He is dying to know this belief. In fact, he knows this belief. That the City of Glass is made from a machine. And now he is seeing some sort of organism that still acts like a machine. He sees mechanisms around it and stuff like that. So he almost wants to have this machine acknowledge his hypothesis. Like, does this thing tell him concretely, yes, what he is looking for?
Do you also...
I know you can't give me that yet.
Yeah. But, do you also want to open the door? Why don't I just tell you, ignore what I just asked. Here's what happens.
Okay.
You find out how this thing wants to brush you. In some way, you find a meeting point where your mind meets this thing. And it opens itself to you. I'm just going to say some words, okay? Some words to you. And just some information. Here's the information. Vessel damaged, operating at 2% efficiency. Vessel off course, navigation not responding. Adaptive parasitic organism detected, parasitum equals 40% output. Deploying countermeasures, deployment failed, countermeasure system damaged. Regenerative systems offline, repeating distress beacon.
Oh.
This thing is trying to turn the entire planet into mushrooms. And it is doing a bad job of it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going great.
It's damaged, it seems.
It came from somewhere else. I don't know that it came from outside. It got pulled here by something. There are others like it here. And that's what you know. That's what I give you now. You also can control the doors. And you know where the heart of this thing is. In your mind, it translates to spleen. You know where the spleen is.
Oh, sick.
You also know that there is a detention room / specimen room with where some people have gone.
Okay.
If you judge a query about controlling the spleen, it would probably tell you that it has to be done in the actual spleen chamber.
Okay. Now, so the mushroom people want me to turn this machine off, right?
Yes. They don't want you to destroy it, but they do want it turned off temporarily.
I think they want the countermeasures stopped specific, because I assume that's what's producing the lymph.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell you, in lieu with Zach's questions, the countermeasures don't work. They're broken. The lymph is part of the terraforming it's doing. That is the 2% efficiency. So if you would have to turn off the spleen, which creates the lymph, and that would work that way. But that has to be done in the spleen chamber.
Sure.
So that's what they want me to do is...
Yes.
Turn off the machine, because why exactly?
They're using the lymph for the bombs. The turning the lymph on fire is what is so effective against the Pale Mother.
I see. So if this thing keeps moving, they can make more bombs, and that's why the Pale Mother doesn't want it.
Yeah, so she wants it turned off temporarily so they can't burn her, and then she can overwhelm them, take control of this thing, and then it's all hers, and she wins.
Yeah.
Is this...
That sounds bad.
Okay, is this going too far? They wanted me to turn off the machine, probably through me just, like, slapping it around a bit, but now I have control over this machine, possibly? Or do I just know it? It seems like I open doors.
You have access to, like, the outermost systems. You do not have control of the spleen. You have to go to the spleen chamber to control the spleen.
Do I have a much bigger bargaining chip now against this mushroom? In some way, can I start making... Can I use this thing against the mushrooms?
That does not... In what sense? Because it doesn't have...
I don't know.
It doesn't have any defensive systems. Those are offline. Except for some basic
ones. And it would be
too
slow if it's trying to spread anything, correct?
Yeah, so it's really in a bad shape.
Okay, yeah, I can't use it in any way that I was thinking.
Yeah, you could try to... you could try to fix it.
If we could find what the countermeasures are, that seems like a bit of a long-term project, but it also doesn't seem impossible.
You know, you can use Mark of the Weaver to fix something that would take lots of hours of careful work to do it immediately. You could fix fucking terraforming flesh technology. If you wanted to.
You know, Bailey, I mean...
If that... Bailey,
we're
if that
here, aren't we,
you,
Colin? We're
if that
here.
Interests
we're
you,
here.
You can do that.
You fucking maniac.
We're here, aren't we? I mean... why go back now?
I should also tell you, you can teleport anywhere inside this ship now.
Whoa.
Teleport?
Can
we all teleport?
You can move anything anywhere inside this ship.
Okay. Narratively, we can teleport.
Narratively, you can teleport. The exact mechanism for how that movement happens isn't exactly clear, but it can happen.
That's okay. Cool. So do I need to get to the spleen to fix this thing? Or Marker the Weaver? I just do this here?
Let's talk through this.
Sure.
You're in a spaceship, right?
Yeah. Thanks, just be honest.
If we can just be honest, you're in a spaceship.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is... It's like, if you want to fix the engines, you have to go to the engines. If you want to fix the countermeasures, which are like the defensive systems, you got to go there. If you want to improve the efficiency of the terraforming or its energy source, you have to go there and figure that out and work with the ship on it. There's no like one place you can go to fix the entire vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to like spend a lot of time here, which, hey, I mean, you have 27 hours. Why not fix the spaceship? Why not? I don't think there's any situation where you fully fix the ship, because you do not have the technology to do that. But there are situations where certain systems you could definitely work with.
Is me moving around the ship? Is like this? Are all these critical successes a one-time thing? If I move somewhere, am I going to have a hard time leaving it, or am I good now with the ship?
You are good. Cool to, with the ship? You are good to communicate with the ship.
Okay, so it's not like I'm in the spleen and now you failed the leaving and you're dead. No, that's what I'm wondering.
You are not at the point yet where you are a natural with the ship. But you got a lot of crits, so I'm giving you a lot here. To lay it out, in the, if you go to the spleen, you go to control the spleen, there's going to be a roll there. I'll probably give you mastery on it. And then if you try to repair things, I'm probably, that will be a harder roll, but it'll still be, you'll be able to do it because of the information you have.
Okay.
So you have a lot of power here. You got a lot of power here, Bailey. I know.
I don't know how I'm going to communicate any of this to the group because I assume they're just like looking at me, putting my hand in a wall.
You having a good time in there?
How's it going?
I think Bailey kind of like cocks his head back unusually fast. And he kind of, maybe he's struggling as he says this because he feels the thing clenching his arm, but he still wants to speak. And he's like, fellas, I think I'm having a change of heart. I think I can control this machine.
Okay,
I think I can make it very, very strong. Stronger than the mushroom wanted.
Oh, I'm not opposed to this idea, but I would ask to what end precisely?
Well, I guess that's a question for all of us. Is anyone feeling any allegiances right now? Mushroom or people?
I just want to move along.
I think people.
This.
I worry.
Let's just move along.
If we... I feel like this mushroom's going to demand more of us. We can deal with people, but we can't deal with the mushroom. This is a way we can deal with the mushroom. Then it can't backtalk us. Then we have it in a corner.
If you give a mushroom a cookie.
So true.
So how is this going to allow you to deal with the mushroom precisely? What is your intention?
My intention is we are about to make a lot more bombs and actually go through with my stupid lie.
Oh, I can't even keep track of the twists and turns of this. All right, say I'm in on this. What exactly would that entail?
This would give us a clear area out through the tunnel, because the mushroom won't be stopping us, and the town will be on our side. Maybe we can get some things from it.
All right, but what do you have to do?
I think I just gotta go a little deeper and fix something.
Okay. I don't see why that would be a problem.
I assume this is a no, but does anyone want to come with me?
Well, I would hardly let you go by yourself.
I want to go.
Okay.
You cool with this, Booker? Ever. I don't know if you want to be alone in a place like this. Okay.
There's kneecaps everywhere. We hate it.
To add one facet to this, just so you know. Yeah. The Pale Mother did imply that she has more information that would benefit all of you. She only gave Bailey's for free. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. You can use a bargaining chip for that.
That is
but
true.
I just wanted to make sure you know that.
Sure.
Before we destroy the information, we could try to still get more.
In case you're going scorched earth, just know that that is included there. But that's fine. I'm cool with this either way. I'm liking what's going on.
We're pointing a giant gun at this mushroom. Maybe we don't have to pull the trigger immediately, you know?
Yes.
But we need to make sure we're holding the gun correctly.
Where are you going? Bailey, where are you taking all your friends? Do you want
to take them
to the spleen, or do you want to go to one of the other systems?
I assume, is the spleen the place where I could resume the lichen?
You could increase lymph production, which is what terraforms the world. And also it can make bombs, but there is also a strictly defensive system here called countermeasures.
Really?
Yes.
What if that hurts the people, Adam?
Well, we don't know unless we investigate countermeasures. Can I go see countermeasures ship?
Yes. Are you bringing your friends with you?
They said yes.
Okay, yeah. Great. You are all sucked into the floor and walls of the ship. It is like you are being moved through an esophagus or some sort of other digestive organism. It is very strange. You
peristaltic
can't,
motion.
You can't really breathe either. It's weird. It's weird and it's kind of wet and slimy. But you're spat out right side up, shout out, in the part, another part of the ship, which is also glowing blue, and in the center of the room is a flawless metallic sphere that is hovering a few feet off the ground. It is about 2 meters in diameter. It's perfectly spherical and shiny and reflective. And you know that this is the killing sphere.
Our friend.
The killing sphere?
Yeah, there's a power output problem that is not allowing it to activate. It has a very big startup time for its reactor.
It's not going to kill us.
And that you could probably do something here to deal
with this.
This
is like a plug that I'm looking at?
It's more wireless than a plug in this case.
Okay, but disrupting the sphere would turn something online, I assume.
So, like, think of it this way. At the core of the issue with this vessel is that there's, like, a lack of resources.
Sure.
The lymph is the primary goal of the vessel, or at least it's determined that. So it's using all its resources on lymph. You could turn off the lymph entirely, and you might be able to power this sphere. Well, that's your assumption, at least. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you could try to boost power output, I guess. This is all very foreign to you. This is all very new to you, Bailey. But you're kind of vibing with the ship.
Yeah. I mean, what I was going to say is I was going to put my hand, if there is an orifice nearby, orifice/datapad, to learn more about this room. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, there's always an orifice.
I want to plug into the orifice and
I'm learning that lately, today. Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you the information I just told you, which is that there's a limited amount of energy. You cannot access that. You cannot change that from here. You have to go somewhere else to do that, to get access to the core systems, because you don't have the permissions to change that. But diagnostically, there's not enough energy to power the killing sphere and the lymph because of an issue with the engine, we'll call it, the heart.
Do I get any more explanation of the killing sphere? Or is it just the name?
It translates to killing sphere, like in your head.
Okay.
Like you're trying to make sense of it, and either there's a language barrier, the killing sphere is so platonically one thing that it is simply the killing sphere, and you're kind of leaning towards that second one, where what the killing sphere is it is a sphere that kills. There is like an access point here where you could maybe change some parameters on the killing sphere. But that would be a role.
Yeah. I know. The only thing I'm thinking of, like, Bailey's thinking many things. He's wondering, is this, if I turn on the killing sphere, is it going to kill me? Because I'm in a room with a killing sphere. The other thinking is, if this is a countermeasure, like a protective measure, I assume, shouldn't there be more than one killing sphere? In his tiny brain, you would need a lot of killing spheres to protect things. How can one small sphere kill so much?
How can
that
one
no
small sphere kill so much?
A question
it just can't be done. It can't be done, Colin.
The thing seems at least aware that the parasites are a problem. Like, one of the things in the Rito was parasitic anomalies present or something. So, like, there are decent odds that if all this thing does is kill and we turn it on, it will kill the mushroom, or at least will be amenable to killing the mushrooms.
That's what I feel. I'm wondering if we turn on the lymphs. Is that what you said? That's like the thing that he needs to make the bombs, right?
We turn off the lymph.
Yeah, so the lymph is like a super fertilizer, which can also be used as a bomb by lowly life forms.
Okay. That's a slow measure to destroy these mushrooms. Possibly if I turn on the killing sphere, it will do something.
Yes.
There is always a...
It could.
I want to learn so much about this killing sphere, guys.
I just need to learn about this. Hey, what's everyone's reaction to being digested and then spat out in another room?
I think Ledger kind of falls to his knees, coughing and sputtering, and then looks to see if his death is with him.
Your death is with you.
Good. Did she just, like, float through the wall, or did she get sucked?
What's your vibe? What do you want here?
I like to think that she's not affected, so she literally just glides through the wall.
You know, now that we talked about it, I think she did get digested, and I think that's really bizarre for you.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
it's gotta be so scary for her. Yeah,
yeah, she, Lord. It's weird. It's like, That's not supposed to happen.
I think Ledger will just be like, now Bailey, tell me what the fuck is going on.
I think Bailey's got his hand already in the other orifice, and he says, another idea. This is a killing sphere, and I think it can deal with the mushrooms really well. I think I can turn it back on.
A killing sphere?
That's the best way. I don't know how else to say it. It's a killing sphere.
Does it say what it'll kill?
It seems to hate parasitic organisms. I would say that's the mushrooms.
The bad ones.
It's a countermeasure. It's a countermeasure. And it said it was trying to deploy a countermeasure. It failed. I told it to take it to me to the countermeasure, and that's what this is.
Parasite's a pretty broad term.
That's true.
Are we going to die if you turn this on?
I could bring you guys back if you want to leave.
Can you figure it out first? Like, we don't...
Oh, don't tell me that. I'll do something. Okay. I'm gonna fix the killing sphere. Okay?
Hell yeah.
Does anyone want to be around for this?
I mean, Ledger's probably not gonna leave. Well,
Bailey's offering... Yeah, Bailey has basically spoken and said, like, I think he's basically told you everything he has, but he is offering you. He's like, I'm not going to keep you here if you're afraid of the killing sphere. I will send you back because I can, but that is my intentions, is to fix the killing sphere.
Oh, yeah, if you could get me out of here, I would like to. I don't want to be around when you turn this damn thing on.
Anyone else?
Booker agrees.
Booker, Halo?
I don't want to be killed. Goodbye.
All right, friends. Maybe start rocking away and, I don't know, tell him to just hang on for a bit, and I'm going to send you back away. I'm going to send you out of here.
All right, you go back to the entrance, I guess, you three. You're spat out of the wall. Okay, Bailey, so is your intent to, you can't switch the power here. Are you trying to...
This is the Mark of the Weaver that I was talking about earlier.
Okay, so you want to...
The Mark of the Weaver is gain the mend skill once per session. You can fix someone or something in a matter of seconds, even if it would usually take hours of careful work.
Okay.
I was going to fix this so I can turn it on.
Are you going to try to mess with its parameters before you fix it and turn it back on?
So that's available to me. That is something that I could probably do. Yes, I would love to do that if Bailey can figure that out.
It's going to be a roll. It's going to be a roll here. And this is going to be a standard roll. This is going to be a compel technology roll. To change the parameters before you turn it on, because you get the sense from what you know now that if you turned it on without changing its parameters, it might see you as
the killing sphere might kill
not a good life form. That's what it'll
okay. be. So a compel technology
standard. Yeah, because there's no huge difficulty at this point.
Yeah. All right. This is probably the time.
Hey, success with no fucking stress.
no,
impossible.
This is truly insane.
God wants this to happen.
Checker, you feel the spirit of Checker Graham flow through you.
Oh, thank God.
It's great.
What is it
called? I don't know. It's insane. We have, from Adam, we have, and he's made all the rolls in the last, like, hour maybe, 10, 10, 10, 10, 9, 8.
Now, the last nine, we did not count. We were just checking to make sure I kept in.
And when I saw that nine, I was like, oh, well, thank God that we got rid of that success. But hey. okay. You interface with the killing sphere. It's in a dormant state right now. You get this for a piece of technology. You don't really imagine technology to be like emotional, right? Mm-hmm. But there is a deep and almost perverted malice to the killing sphere. It is not just something programmed to kill, it's something explicitly programmed to take an almost psychosexual love of violence and death.
My God.
Yes. Real. And basically, all you basically just make it so that it doesn't have that same sexual urge to kill. Who are you? How are you changing its parameters here? Is it just like, obey me? Is that what it is? Obey me? Obey me, Bailey?
Yeah, I would like it to do obey me, Bailey. Follow my orders. I would say that, like, I'd like to say obey me, anything that I say, and also the parasitic organism, if I can, it seems to be interfacing with my mind. I want to show it the mushrooms that I saw before and try to show it that this is the enemy. This is the parasitic organism that you need to destroy, nothing else. This is all I'm giving you. Obey me. I am Bailey.
Okay. And it will obey you first. And at your when it does not have direct orders, it will automatically attack that parasitic organism.
Okay.
Locking
Let's
in.
Let's turn this thing on.
Okay.
Lock in.
Now, to finish this off, I'm going to need one more roll from you, Bailey. It won't be it won't be risky because you succeeded at compel, which is good. Which is amend, technology roll, and you're going to be switching over all the energy to the killing sphere, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To do that, you need to go to another room. I'll teleport you there in my mind. Pew! You're in the lymph room. You're in the lymph room now, okay? In the spleen room. Mm-hmm. This is where the main controls are at. The orifice here is like 2 meters wide, and it's on the floor instead of on the wall. And you know, you hop right into that bastard because I know you're a freak at this point.
Of course.
And it just sucks your whole body in. But you can breathe in here, which is pretty crazy. And it's like you've been transported elsewhere. You're like your mind. You're like in this mindscape now. And all of your senses are kind of just like absorbed by this alien interface. You like are the ship now. It's kind of crazy. And you're going to have to give me that men technology. Give me men technology roll to see how you do this.
And this is the mark of the Weaver, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can I use another ability with this?
What would that be?
There is unorthodox methods.
Okay. What's that say?
I don't know if this is cheap, but it does say once per session before you roll dice to resolve an action, instead state that your result is a 6. You succeed, but take stress.
I like that.
That forces us to have a consequence, finally.
I would love to give you a consequence, please, God.
I figured it's probably time.
What? So here's how I'm imagining things. I'm imagining, bear with me here, this is a little out there. Sure. You are in a space where thought and reality are compacted in such a way that you can physically manipulate the ship because the ship is your mind, right? Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, as you are very quickly like zooming around in this place and you are rerouting power to the killing sphere, how do your unorthodox methods come into play here? What's your weird methodology?
My weird methodology, I think, is that Bailey is realizing that this is not just buttons to make a killing sphere turn on. He realized that he needs to converse emotionally with this thing.
Yeah.
So he's trying to understand its psychosexual urge to kill and destroy. And he is trying to converse and speak to it and says that, like, I know what you want and I know you can't get it right now. I want to help you get that. All right. And if I can help you turn that on, then buddy, follow me. You're going to get that sated all the time.
Okay.
I'm with you. Like, I want this sphere to know that I'm on its side and I'm trying to help it get its urge back.
Sure. And I think, like, as you, because you're conversing with, like, the main system, right? And you almost, as you, like, talk to the sphere, you kind of feel it, like, it kind of speaks up, too. And it's like, yeah, man. Yeah, we're gonna do some great stuff together. You and I are going to do some great stuff. Let me give you some help. Let me help you to talk our language here. Okay, you get a 6 automatically, unrolled. No rolling sound effect, Colin. Don't make a rolling sound effect. This didn't get rolled. The stress here is a D8. It's a very high stress in the control room. You take 5 supply stress.
Oh, boy. That puts me at 6 supply stress.
And I'm going to explain to you what that means. Roll me a fallout test. It's going to be a major regardless because of our agreement, but just roll it anyways.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You rolled a 2, but we have an agreement. And here's what happens as your major fallout, which I'm glad I got to give you this one because I really enjoyed this thing I wrote. Bailey, choose the 2 pieces of resources or equipment or both that you do not care if you lose forever.
Oof.
Okay. I have Cursed Puppet on here. That was going to be one of them that I don't care that I lose forever.
Sure.
I'm trying to think. Colin, can I be weird?
Yeah.
We love
weird. I'm going to do Cursed Puppet and the Occult Niche Unopenable Box.
No! Our box!
Fuck, no!
You fucking maniac! How dare you? It's so valuable!
I hate you.
Are you certain? You certain you want to destroy the box forever?
It's so valuable.
I hate you.
I thought it would be fun narratively, but let me think about it.
Came back to haunt us.
I mean, it would. It would be fun.
I think it would be funny. Because I'm imagining in this scenario, he cares nothing else about the world, and the most expensive thing in the world means nothing to him in this moment. But
there's something very funny about you choosing that, and I will be narrating it to you shortly. So I'm cool with it. Like I'm cool with it as the GM. So if you want to do that, I'm fucking on board. And it's gonna make what happens next extremely different than it was in the past.
Yes.
See, that's
Lord.
I know that's tempting, isn't it?
That's
right,
exciting.
Fellas, that sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know.
It does. I cannot deny that.
Colin, take my cursed puppet and my unopenable box.
Yes, remove them from your sheet, sir.
They are gone.
You feel a stinging sensation in between your eyes and a terrible burning sensation in your mind. All of your senses scream out and seem to collapse on each other, hammered together like steel into a blade. And then suddenly there is a complete peace. You are now one with this place now, and it waits patiently for your inquiry, eager to answer you and respond to your commands. You're spit out of this, the interface, and there is now you've been implanted with something which has consumed your cursed puppet and your unopenable box in order to create the implant it has implanted you with.
Oh, box in the brain now.
Yes. So you gain the ability machine interface. You've been fitted with an alien machine interface device. Describe where the implant is and what it looks like. Whenever you physically touch a machine, you may roll mastery on understanding or manipulating it.
Yes.
This is, where do I put this in my resources?
This is an ability.
Oh, okay. And it's called what?
machine interface.
Interface. Did you copy and paste it, maybe?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, I see.
But you have to describe what part of your body it's on and what it looks like.
So is this... do I need to integrate the box and the puppet into this?
I think in some way you do, because that's what it's made out of. And I'm going to describe something else in a second here, but I want to know what it looks like first.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what the hell would this have been turned into?
Juice puppet parts, strings.
Yeah, it's like, the easy answer is something in my hand, but we can't go easy.
Whatever you like.
Yeah, take your time on this.
I have something fun, Colin.
Mm-hmm.
What if the input device is on, or his implant is on my forehead, top of my skull?
Okay.
Which means I need to, like, if I'm trying to integrate something, I need to, like, put my hands against the wall and put my head into the device.
Yeah.
Or next to it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like it to be. And ideally, I was just thinking of it as a socket, but is that not enough?
I mean, it's up to you. I imagined it as not something that protrudes necessarily, but not something that recedes. Almost like I don't know. Just like a patch. Or something, but it looks weird. I don't know. You could have antenna for all I care. it's your choice.
Yeah, I'm thinking of some sort of small antenna-like protrusion. Not that it's springy. I assume that it's hard.
Up to you.
And it's coming out at the top of Bailey's forehead. Not at the top of his skull. So it's like right there. In a way that he probably needs to wear his hat forever now.
Is it a horn? Do you have a horn now?
Oh.
Do you have like a...
That could be kind of cool.
It's made from puppet. It could be like almost a ivory wood or an ebony wooden horn.
And that's how everyone would probably assume it. I can't convince anyone that is like some machine output. Anyone who sees that thing is going to be like, you got a horn on your head, demon, right?
Unicorn guy, yeah.
Yeah. I say let's do that.
Okay. Well, just write that in the ability description wherever you put it.
Okay.
Okay, so the thing I'm going to add on, because you specifically used the box, is that in your, you know, in like some games, like a lot of games that have items, you go in your inventory and you can like rotate a really high def 3D model of the item.
Yeah.
There is in your mind, always from now on, there is a extremely detailed, more detailed than the human eye, 3D model of this box. Except now it has a keyhole.
And it will never be opened.
and That's the thing, Bailey. You're pretty sure that this is how it was meant to be opened.
What?
Yeah, it couldn't be opened in the physical world. But now it has a keyhole. It didn't have a keyhole before.
Oh, you, can I open God. This right now?
Not right now. But you think you could figure it out key. Now. It's no longer an unopenable box. Now it's just a box you can open.
I just need to figure out how to open it.
Yeah, you just need to figure out how to open it, man. Somewhere in your noggin, there's got to be an answer. You just got to think on it.
Yeah.
You just got to think on it.
Just a little bit of
thinking. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, there's a rational answer to everything, isn't there?
Okay, there the lymph, the spleen shuts down. It is no longer producing lymph. You hear it's a very loud humming noise, and then there's like a nasty noise as the killing sphere enters the room with you and just waits.
So this thing is going to, if I move around, is this thing following me?
Yeah, yeah, unless you tell it otherwise.
I pat it like an animal. I say, buddy, let's fulfill that urge. And I want to get out of here.
Okay, so that was, you took a major supply fallout. That was it. Mm-hmm. You can now clear all your stress.
Stress is cleared.
Okay. Bailey's in the hallway and there's a gigantic metal sphere following him now.
And he has a horn, right?
And he has a horn.
Does he have his hat on? Is your big hat on?
I probably have it off, so you see the horn.
Okay. What in the hell is that? Is that the sphere of death?
That is the killing sphere, but don't worry. We talked it out. It's cool with us.
I think Ledger's going to look at his death to see if she has any particular opinions on this death sphere.
Your death is absolutely horrified by the sphere.
Keep it the hell away from us.
That's okay. I'll just keep it by me.
Halo points at Bailey's head. Why do you have a thingy?
What the hell?
What happened to you?
What is this thing? I start touching my little thing.
It's sensitive.
Wow. I didn't notice this before. I don't know. I guess I got it from the machine. I put my hat back on. Maybe no need to know about that.
Booker, his horn is extremely valuable. You recognize the pattern of the unopenable box on that horn.
Hey, Bailey, where'd our box go?
How do you know about that?
No.
You son of a bitch. He grabs the horn.
Hey, listen, the sphere wanted something and I had to give it. Listen, we want the sphere, okay? This is more expensive than any box, okay?
And you just decided?
I knew you would want this, okay? I knew all of you would want this. Because what the sphere is going to do, it's going to give us all the answers we need.
And show me.
Hey, if you guys have any questions for the mushroom, now we can ask it. Because it has to answer. And he pats the killing sphere on the head. I know what I'm asking. Anyone want to come with?
I don't think I want to leave you alone with that thing, as much as I am loath to be around it myself.
It's a good idea. Let's go get this shit
Halo
sorted.
Halo was looking at his reflection in the sphere.
I guess we're gonna go.
You go. The sphere can't fit in like the little chiseled out hallway, but that's fine because it melts its way through the rock really effortlessly.
That's good.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the rock kind of just falls away.
Does it turn molten behind it? It should.
Yeah, it does. It's molten. It leaves a big molten borehole behind it as it goes into the up to the surface. You probably hear some screaming from the surface as this happens because it gets there before you. But yeah, you're up there now. The sphere is there. You're there. Dubious is screaming because a massive sphere came out of the wall. A couple of the farmers are like shocked by it. That's the situation.
Everybody stand back.
If the sphere's on our side, don't worry. It's sphere's with me. It's okay. I'm going to go get the sphere.
Yeah, it's with you. It's following you.
All right, let's go over to the, I assume, that barrier, right?
Yeah, you go down to the barrier. They have a couple more lymph bombs here now. The lymph is turned off, though, which they're a little concerned about. And they look at you and they see the sphere and they're like, what the hell did you do?
Don't worry.
Did you turn? I told you not to touch anything.
I found something stronger than the bombs, all right? We're going to go deal with that mushroom problem now. And you're not going to see them ever again.
What is that? What is that? What is that thing?
It's a problem solver.
But we need the lymph to grow the plants.
This thing will handle everything.
Don't worry about it.
You can turn it back on, right?
Hold on. He kind of looks at the sphere. Yeah, it said it can do that.
Didn't say anything.
Okay.
No, I don't think it talks.
Who knows?
To me.
Who knows? You know.
Yeah.
The sphere comes with you. You go with this. I think everyone's kind of shocked. There's a shocked silence. As you go down the lake, do you want it to start destroying mushroom matter?
No. Let's go. I want to go speak to the mushroom god again. The pale
lady. Are you trying to just go there yourself without escort, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sphere can lead you there.
And yeah, I feel like the sphere really wants what it wants.
Yeah, you follow the sphere, you get to the soldier. Mm-hmm. Now what? What is that? What's happening?
Can you cut this guy down? Can you just like let him out?
The sphere evaporates all of the mushroom matter.
My Siri just turned on my phone.
I heard that. That's the sphere.
Yeah. Can you kill this man?
Oh my god.
Killing this man.
The mushroom matter around the soldier instantly evaporates. Like, it just turns to dust. And the sphere lets out a little humming pulse. You can tell it wants more, man.
I tell the guy, you should absolutely run, not even to the people. Just keep running as far as you can.
Where? There's the fucking creatures.
I would take your chance with the creatures.
Okay.
What if
I stay with you?
I look to the rest of the group. Is that okay with you guys?
I mean, you seem to have this sphere seems quite useful. So I'd like to, I would personally like to stay here.
Bellas?
I have no strong opinions on the matter. I simply want to be rid of the damn thing.
All right.
Stay out of our business.
Just to be clear, you're planning on telling this creature that we have betrayed it and we are here to demand more information from it.
Well, I'm going to ask about the information first, and if it needs a display, we'll let the sphere do what it needs to do.
All right. This has become your rodeo. Please do not get us all killed.
Do you guys have any questions for the mushroom? Surely.
Why did it call me cousin?
That's a great one. We can ask that.
Okay. I don't think... you pass more bodies and stuff. I don't think you pass a prince. I think it kind of lets you come to it. You're back in the big room with the pulsing organ. It probably speaks to you. It says, this is a... very unexpected development.
Trust me, I was not expecting it either. But I need to know everything you know about Checker Graham.
Okay. You wish to come to an agreement then?
I think you should tell me first.
Okay.
I think he's going to realize you're threatening him.
Just tell me.
What do you want to know? I've told you most of what I know about Checker Graham already. I have information for your friends, of course.
What can you tell them?
Well, I need to know a little bit more about their situations. I recognize the taint of demonic control on your friend Booker, I think I heard his name was. Could help with that. Your friend Ledger. His essence is split. Foreign body and a soul which is not his own. I think I could give some advice about that. And, of course, Halo. Well, Halo's new in the world. But Halo doesn't know what he is. Why he is.
I think we should hear this thing out.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
But we are in a different situation now, Bailey, as you realize. I think you've done an excellent work. You've exceeded my expectations, truly.
Yeah, I guess so.
This does change the nature of our agreement, as I no longer have the power. I need to do some mitigation in order to safely give you this information.
Right. I need the information.
Okay. Which one do you want first? I would choose carefully.
I turn to the group. Who wants to go?
What do you know about this thing in my neck? My split soul. What can you do? What do you know about it?
You want to overcome the control that the Institute, right?
Yes. Yes. Ledger looks very intense.
One of you Deadwalkers are among my children, as it turns out. That one, she said that joining us was preferable to any more control. And I accepted her willingly. We're happy. I'm happy. But if you wanted to go another way about it, which I'm sure you do, there is a loophole. A great many magicians are among my children. And they say that if you could find your body, your soul's body, not the body that your soul is in right now, and you had a talented magician, though it seems Bailey here is quite talented at his gift, if you could somehow bring your body and your soul to the same place, you could undo your subjugation, return yourself back to that place you came from, reestablish your death as a pure thing, and take the road back.
Yes, how can I find my body?
That I do not know.
I think Ledger maybe looks at Bailey and she says, he doesn't say anything. I changed my mind. He doesn't say anything.
Bailey looks to Booker. You next.
Yeah, Booker, Parkellian. What about him? What his control over me? What do you know?
In the interest of good spirit, I gave you the answer about Ledger. I should tell you now that where you are standing now, this is not my heart. This is a node. Think of it as a town. I'd be upset if you destroyed this town, but the vast majority of myself is somewhere else.
I'm not here to destroy anyone.
Yes, but you have a very frightening object with you. You must understand that.
The sphere does what it wants to do. I can't really stop it.
It seems to be listening to you.
No, trust me. I could listen to it, and it has an emotional urge.
Trust us. It wants this.
Okay. Can I still have the town?
What was your original agreement with the town? And please don't lie to me.
My original agreement with the town was that I would stay down here, they would supply lymph to me, and they wouldn't take more than they need. In recent years, under the guidance of their foreman, the demon who you've met, they decided to take more than they needed to expand their farming operation to further sustain their town and their greed. And that was not part of the agreement. And so, I came to take what was mine.
Hell with the town, Bailey. Let them have it.
That sounds fair. Look at Halo.
Does he want to add anything?
Deciding whether to spare the Mushroom Town or not?
Yeah, I'm trying to see where your feelings are at. Seems like everyone just wants to go forward.
Yeah, Halo notices that Bailey's looking at you. Or looking at him. And he says, this pale mother seems to imply that it can live on and grow back. But the people here, people don't grow back, do they?
They do if they leave. If you wish, given your increased leverage, which I respect, I will let the people go, or you can tell them to go. That was always an option. I never asked for them to stay here and be consumed. They chose that.
Okay. As long as you don't hurt anyone, I guess.
If they don't go back on their word, I won't. If you go back and tell them, because they won't listen to me, that they need to evacuate, that I don't know if you can make them, but I think you could, especially with that sphere at your side, then we'll have a deal. When they are gone, and if you leave the sphere behind while you leave the town, or you have it... I don't want the sphere here on our next negotiations. My fear is that I will give you the information you need, and next thing I know, the sphere is coming to kill me. I don't want that.
That's fair.
And I want the lymph. I want the lymph back on as well. I need that. That's the whole point. I could probably turn it on myself, but I would like your go-ahead for that, because it'll...
I understand. That's fair.
Okay. Then here's what I propose. Go back, get them to leave. I will go back into the town. You'll have the sphere with you to ensure I don't try anything funny and take you over. And then, after that is done, you will be guided out of the town towards Camp Rascal, where you will be let go. And then I will have my prince there to communicate your last couple questions.
Does this work for everyone?
Yes.
I don't give a damn what happens to the town.
Works for me.
Okay. How much longer do you have, Zach?
I mean, not really any concrete time. Ideally within a half hour.
I can imagine this going in... If we go fast mode, I think we could get it done in a half hour.
Yeah, like Bailey's heard what he's wanted to hear, and he's ready to go back.
Okay, you go back. You go back to the infected, to the firebreak, we're calling it.
And we have our Cathari soldier with us, right?
Yeah,
we have our witness.
That's
he saw
true.
Everything.
He's been extremely quiet.
Yeah, but he witnessed everything, so he can relay this information, so he knows that what we just agreed with and what they need to know, basically. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, and I'm sure you talk him through this, I assume.
Yeah, I'm just basically telling the demon, like, you are going to have to evacuate, unfortunately. This mushroom, it needs a town. It seems you went back on a deal that you made previously. It was planning to kill everyone here, but I got to talk it down. It will allow you to leave, but you do have to leave.
This is my livelihood.
You can get another.
You could be not alive.
Why are you doing this? Why not just help us?
I need to go forward. Because I'm going to help everyone.
It sounds like you're ruining my life, is what it sounds like. He kind of takes a step forward.
I don't think you understand. You got to leave, okay?
Ledger's hand hovers near his pistol, and he watches this with intent.
So that thing follows your orders, does it?
Seems so.
He goes for his gun.
Sphere, go ahead. I know you want to, Sphere. Take this as your opportunity.
Totalaria is, I guess you could describe it as disassembled. Like, each distinct limb, each, like, differently colored patch of skin, which looks like lips, is turned into a new piece. Just, like, very cleanly. Separately. Almost like you, like a jar full of rocks, you know? Just very distinctly separate pieces. It's not messy, it's not wet at all. It's almost like a flash frozen thing that's been carved up with one of those high power water like cutters. And he just falls into a bunch of pieces on the ground. After a little bit of hum from the sphere.
I'm going to turn to the rest of the villagers. Or sorry, go ahead.
You're next.
I was going to say to the people around me being like, none of you agreed with him, right? Didn't you want to leave?
Yeah, we want to leave really bad. We're going to go.
That's what I thought. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, we're going to grab our stuff. We're going to go. Thanks for all the help. That's appreciate fair. It. You're the best. We're going to go now.
No problem.
They leave. they leave.
Real quickly.
So long, people.
Tortolaria drops his gun. It's left intact. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to you. For whoever wants it.
I'll pick it up and look at it.
It is a very fine double-barreled shotgun with a really cool, like, red wood built into it. And it takes shells that are not normal shells, but they use, like, blood sand shot shells. It is a very nice gun. This is a D8 kill Demonwood coach gun.
I think Ledger's going to pick it up, look at it, and then be like, Bailey, this one looks more your speed. And he's going to toss it to him.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it.
Never was a fan of the street howitzer. So too cumbersome.
Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. Everyone's leaving. It's only been a few hours since the beetle thing. Are you waiting to talk to Downfall? Or are you just going to, like... I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah,
we got to see.
Sure. Yeah, the sphere comes with you. You, like, kind of wait. People leave the town. Everyone's kind of confused, but I think like they whisper to each other, but they keep their distance from you. They do not approach you or the sphere, which stands guard outside the house. And like you start to notice that some of like the Pale Mother's like troops start creeping into the village too. Just like over time, but eventually. The corpse that you left in this house is converted into a big writhing mess of beetles. A bunch of small scarabs swarm around until you see like the the outline of a body of a man. And from that skittering mass, a voice emerges and says, "Very good. Where are you?"
"We're in, what's it called? Micah?"
"Micah."
"Something went weird."
"That is, yes, I was going to say that is extremely unusual. Seems the city has shifted more than I thought. But this may prove to be a boon. You are far deeper in than your other destinations were, though it is more uncharted. Have you made inroads there? Will you be able to progress?"
"Yes, we plan to move on to a place I believe it is called Fort Camp Rascal soon, another Cathari outpost."
"Hmm. That makes sense. Well, very well. As per our agreement, here is your promised stipend, as well as another pouch of blood sand for the next time you must make contact with me. And you gain 2d6 stacks of tallies and a d6 sack of blood sand." And Downfall says, "Unfortunately, the master has not been able to provide any additional information on your individual quests, but when he's feeling a little bit better, I suspect you'll be able to shed some light on those, if you have not already found your own ways of discovering that information."
"Yeah, well, I do hope to hear from him soon, perhaps at the next settlement."
"Will that be all?"
"I believe so."
"Yeah." Ledger looks at the rest of the team but says nothing.
"I'm impressed by your efficiency. I'll be seeing you, hopefully, at Camp Rascal." And then the massive beetle collapses. And then the large beetle returns to your inventory. Ding!
Yay!
So I never took him out. I did put the tallies in my inventory.
Good. You don't really need to keep track of the blood sand because I'm assuming it's going to be used for communicating. But if you want to, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I guess you leave, right? Nothing else
left.
Yeah,
we're rolling on, walking through the ghost town as the mushrooms start to take it.
I mean, I'm going to turn to the sphere, and I'm probably going to say, "There's no way I can take you with me, is there?"
"No.
You're just too good." "Yeah, I kind of figured, sphere."
It has a prime directive that I can't leave a certain radius of the ship. But mournfully, maybe like a bright spot, the sphere tells you that if one day the ship terraforms the entire world, then the sphere's domain will be the entire world.
"We can meet again."
And then you kiss.
I'm gonna hug this fucking sphere. I'm hugging the sphere.
"I love you, Death Sphere."
You hug the sphere. It vibrates. Couple last courses of notes of matter. Now that you are down here by the quartermaster's office, your beetle vibrates, indicating the presence of another nearby. I will fast forward past this because you have your funny implant, but there was a second, another beetle inside the ship in a room called the Anomalies Room, where there is a number of disassembled human beings who were presumably part of one of Mr. Albright's previous expeditions. So you have that beetle. Someone add Expedition 2 beetle to their sheet.
Damn, son.
Yeah, let's call it a D6 occult.
Got it. Expedition 2 beetle.
Okay. Are you having the sphere escort you, or are you going to let the Pale Mother escort you?
Yeah, I'm going to have the sphere.
I thought we agreed to leave the sphere behind. Wasn't that part of our deal?
When we came back through. I mean, what's it gonna do? Say no. We got the sphere.
We're tight.
Yeah, it's up to you, really.
I'm bringing the sphere,
as long as
just
not,
so no tricks,
you know,
get pulled.
Yeah,
I'm not killing anything.
One of the pale princes comes to meet you and ensures that you are not heading towards the pale mother, but instead heading out. You know,
that's true.
You see a lot of that mycelium starts to creep. Like up into the upper farms, you see, and it's made astounding progress in the last 24 hours. And you head out. You are led out to the edge of the Pale Mother's domain. Eventually, the sphere can't take you any farther. You say a tearful goodbye.
Yeah, and I'm telling the sphere also, if anything tries to interface with you, don't let it. Okay?
Yeah, the,
tap it on the head.
The sphere assures you that it's yours and only yours for all time.
Don't let the mushrooms take you, sphere. Give it a pat on the head.
But the sphere does ask. It does request that you let it resume killing once you are gone.
I think I tell the sphere, your job is to protect the ship. If anything happens to that ship, you do what you need to do, all right? But it is terraforming, and the mushrooms are aiding it. And you must protect the ship and the mushrooms even from themselves. Don't let them get too much more than they need to, all right? You know where they need to stay.
Okay, so you're telling it to ensure that they do not take more lymph than they already were getting.
Yeah, because the ship needs its lymph, too.
Yeah, there's a limit in power.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the... Listen, the sphere needs this engagement, and I'm still giving it a job.
All right, got it. It'll be the humble watchman, and the Pale Mother really just have to figure that out. Okay. Exactly. You head out. After a couple days of uneasy trekking, you kind of are deposited at the end of the fungal pathways. And I guess now the Pale Prince kind of speaks to you, and Booker and Halo. That's what the Pale Mother has.
Yay.
This is what she says through the Pale Prince to Booker. Breaking a demonic pact is very tricky. It is possible, technically speaking, everyone who joined my children broke their pacts. There are others of your disposition here who have been freed. It is my belief that if you alter your body and soul to such an extent that it is no longer recognizably yours, you will be freed of your agreement with Parkellion, as it will no longer be with you.
See, that's helpful.
I didn't say it was going to be easy. And Halo.
Take my chances with
Halo,
a rat
what
book.
Do you think you are?
I know what I am. I'm Halo.
That's right. You know everything you need to know.
I kind of like give. I give. I'm giving this fucking mushroom a cold stare. Is that really all he needs to know?
What would you have me do?
I won't intervene. I won't intervene.
I'll tell you this, Halo. You're not the first one of your kind I've run into, and I don't mean demons.
Okay. Did you say the same thing to them that you did to me?
Oh, they weren't interested in talking.
What were they interested in doing?
Going deeper.
Well, that's what we're doing, what I'm doing.
Then it runs in the family.
Hmm.
One question I have for Booker and Ledger is, are you interested in asking about the tasks given to you by your master?
Oh, I guess so. That actually, I've been so focused on how to fuck.
I know.
I forgot that I'm supposed to be doing a job. What was the...
The maw apparatus and the string that consumes for Booker.
Yeah. You ever heard of a little thing called the maw apparatus before we part on amicable terms?
The maw apparatus and the string that consumes. You were both sent to get those separately.
Yes.
They're the same.
Well, that's convenient.
Two names for the same object. Its true name is strangely absent from my children. Concealed. But I do know that it is an object, to my knowledge, that was sealed beneath the wandering sea long ago.
You don't know where it is right now.
The wandering sea?
No, the... Oh. Oh, shit.
We were there.
I mean, we think. Well, that is useful. Booker, I believe we may have things to discuss.
Think we do.
That's all then.
Well, if we run into each other again, I hope we can strike up another such profitable deal. Hopefully with less threatening needed. But I respect it. No hard feelings.
Well, ain't that just wonderful. I'm glad you got what you wanted. Now let's get the hell out of here.
As a sign of goodwill, I will release the spores that have been nurturing in your lungs.
That is down to you.
Thank you very much.
Safe travels now.
So long, pale lady.
And you. And we can end there, I think.
Beautiful.
How thrilling. I didn't have to fire a shot. I thought for sure somebody was going to get shot in the head, but luckily,
yeah,
the killing sphere.